Ben, tell us what's going on in the sport, because clearly our sound is not working anywhere near you. So you hit us with the sport. Tell us what's up.
Alrighty. Well, as you know, the Cricket World Cup is on in America currently, which is kind of strange because it's not a sporting country that you think cricket is going to be played in. And they created this amazing cricketing facility in New York, or Nassau State, or county, whatever they call it. And they built this thing out of nothing, but they've had dodgy games on it so far. The Proteas played against Sri Lanka. They bowled them out for 77. There's been other low-scoring games. And then this weekend, you got India versus Pakistan, which is like the biggest grudge match slash cricketing nightmare for neutral supporters, because everything comes to a stop wherever you play this game in the world. And now they're going to play it at this sort of dodgy ground. So there's actually even more drama on top of that. The USA just beat Pakistan. So they drew and they went into a super over, and the USA won. So there's a lot going on. It's pretty exciting. T20, anything can happen, as we all know. And to have some other controversies around this, it does make it a lot more watchable. If you are a Proteas fan, there is one game this weekend that was kind of like maybe our bogey team in recent past. Anyone want to guess who that team is?
No idea.
Mm-mm.
Okay, good guess. This is how you guys play. Well done. The Netherlands. We sometimes lose to the Netherlands, believe it or not. Yes, okay. That's actually a thing. So we'll play the Netherlands 4:30 on Saturday. You can watch that game. Today, Canada versus Ireland. I mean, there's some actual, like I said last week, there's a lot of geography being explained in this tournament. But we've got New Zealand versus Afghanistan this weekend, Sri Lanka versus Bangladesh. Oz will take on England. That'll be available 7 o'clock our time on Saturday. And then Sunday is the big one, India versus Pakistan, 4:30. There's other World Cup qualifiers happening this weekend. So just when you think that the football season's taking a bit of a lull for a couple of weeks, there's actually FIFA World Cup qualifiers that involve Bafana Bafana. So they are currently in Group C, and they're sitting second behind Rwanda. And they'll take on Nigeria tonight at 9 o'clock. So, again, it's like a big bogey. I wouldn't even say it's a bogey team. I just say that they're so much better than us all the time. So that'll be a big win there if Bafana can do that away from home. And then they'll play against Zimbabwe on Tuesday. So what a time of year, hey? You get all that kind of stuff. And it's also the quarterfinals of the URC. So we've been in this tournament for a long time. I'm sure you're all very familiar with the teams. And here we are in the knockout stages. So the top four are overwhelming favorites here, for good reasons too. I mean, they quite literally are the best four teams in the tournament. They've all been kind of dominant in their own way throughout. And to get a home anything in playoff rugby is a massive deal. You know, the Bulls played last week in Durban, so that's not much of a huge commute to come back. All the other teams who got home finals all played at home last week as well. So when you have that and you're so settled after a long season in contact sport like that, you're going to be the absolute favorite. So Munster will be taking on the Ospreys tonight at 8:35. That will be definitely Munster going to win that. Saturday, we've got the Bulls versus Benetton in the 3:30 at Loftus. I can't see Benetton doing that. Italy's best team, but they're going to get hammered on the high fault. Leinster versus Ulster at 6 o'clock. Now, Leinster, of course, they've had been a team of playing against all the sort of tournaments, all the sort of competitions. So sometimes they do feel the weakened team. And the last time Ulster played them, they had this advantage and won. But this Leinster team is going to be full strength, and they're going to absolutely hammer Ulster at 6. And then Glasgow Warriors versus the Stormers on Saturday, 8:35. That'll be probably the closest of the playoff matches. The Stormers have been pretty handy on the road this year, especially in their last trip. But again, home ground advantage, I can't see that being anything but a Glasgow win. Stormers can surprise us, of course, but they've also lost a bit of bottle in the second half this season as well. Another thing to look into. And then we've got the tennis. We're into the finals. So a bit of a sad story this week with Novak Djokovic. I mean, he played a match which ended like past 3 a.m. in the morning. And obviously, he's quite long in the tooth now. You know, the sun is setting on his career quite soon.
Didn't that person also drop something on his head at one of the tennis matches? And it like had him out for a while. He's even got like a little scar on his head to prove it.
That's I'm not sure, Gareth.
Yeah,
I mean, it's news to me. Hot take
by mistake, but still.
Okay, not great. So he had to pull out of the French Open, which meant that I think Casper Ruud had a walkover in the semis, which is cool for him. But now Djokovic has had a knee injury. Now at that age, he's had a meniscus tear. He's had He's had a surgery. So he's actually probably in doubt for the Olympics and Wimbledon. So it's a shame. Like, you don't want to see a guy this dominant go out that way. But this is what happens when you're old and you have operations. You don't bounce back that easily. So into the women's, let's start with them. The women's final will be Swiatek from Poland, who is the top seed, versus Paulini. Now, Paulini is the 12th seed, but also has no fucking chance in hell of winning this one. Swiatek will probably run through her in record time of two sets. And then the men's draw in the semis here, we've got a great game today. We've got Alcaraz, who is, of course, that young, very energetic Spanish man. He'll be taking you Jannik Sinner, who will become the next world number one, that really skinny ginger Italian guy. So because Djokovic is out, obviously that means he'll go through, whether he wins today or loses. And then the other semifinal will be Rudd versus Zverev. So we've got four of the biggest names we could have currently outside Djokovic in the men's semis. And that'll be really, really exciting to watch today. And then on Sunday, we've got the Canadian Grand Prix. Yep. Canada thaws out for a couple of weeks in the year, and they have all kinds of sporting events. I mean, they had the Canadian Open last week. They got the Grand Prix this week. Incredible time to be alive. And that will take place, obviously, Western Hemisphere, so much like the cricket times, a bit all over the place. So if you like any of those fixtures and you want to have a bit of a run and a bit of a gamble, a bit of a play, obviously, our friends at Superbets put together all the markets for these. So what I've done is I've gone quite big this weekend in what I would recommend. I recommend play all the URC home teams. Okay, I'm a huge Stormers fan, but I'm going to go with this one. To pick all the home teams there for wins. No margins, no nothing, just wins. Verstappen has had an up and down last month. I mean, he normally just wins everything, but then other teams have come through here. But I reckon in the Canadian Grand Prix, which is a proper Grand Prix again, not like Monaco, which is basically just a fast car exhibition, Verstappen will come back here. There's no doubt about that for me. In the tennis, I would take a bit of a punt here on that Sinner guy. He's been entertaining this year. He really has been. And he's such a cool guy to watch. Up against Alcaraz is going to be very difficult. And obviously, whoever he plays in the final is going to be difficult. But I'd like to back him. Obviously, back Swiatek as well in the tennis. And then back the Proteas to actually beat the Netherlands. If you do all of those, which aren't huge, huge sort of upsets, or they're quite down the line, that will give you odds of 8.4. You pop 100 down, I think it's pretty good. You're going to get, so your 100 will bring you 840 back. That's what I'm saying with that. Pretty and good. It gives you the fun for the whole weekend, which is obviously the play. And obviously while you're there and you want to like look at other sports, Superbets have all the other markets for all the other things here in case it's something that I've missed out. Or in case you really want to go large on Bafana beating Nigeria. That's some also people, up to you.
Some people. Yeah. So there's also another piece of news is that your new show On The Bounce starts next week.
Well, you know, Gareth, I was just about to mention, thank you. It's just that, you know, we get to a Friday and I feel like I have so much more to say, but we can't because it's a small feature. So as of next week, we're going to have a full half-hour feature called On The Bounce. That's the show. There's me and my co-host, Sandile Shangas, and we're going to rip it a new one. There's no other way to describe it. We're going to be in that studio where you are right now, and it's going to be a dedicated once-a-week huge sporting show. I haven't been this excited about something in quite some time. It's it feels right. It's the right time, the right people.
I saw someone saying that Ben looks like one of those call center operators trying to sell Playboy magazines in his yes. Hugh Hefner dressing gown this morning.
I'm willing to sell you whatever you want right now.
Bathrobe Ben, says MM. All right, thanks, Ben. We'll check in with you. Have a good trip, and we'll see you in studio next week.